You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 127 of the Wisdom by Wessa show on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks Coletti.
And this is Sophia Yagela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. Sophia, today we will welcome back one of the WESA board members that just got reelected for the 2024 to 2026 term. Can you tell everyone again how one can join the WESA board?
Yes. So the first step is to either nominate yourself or another WESA member. And then once nominated, you'll be introduced to all members through a mailer. And then it's time for the election. So we host elections during our general membership meeting. Those are usually held alongside the January WESA trade show. And of course, all members are invited. And just again, as a reminder, WESA is a member-run association. So it's the members who nominate and cast their votes directly.
How many people joined last time?
Michael Baca and David Baker were reelected, and Heath Hipple was elected to serve for the first time. So we're excited to welcome all of them to the WESA board for the 24-26 term. And by the way, you can find a list of board members on our About page, online at wessatrader.com/about, and also in each of our directories.
How does the WESA board collaborate?
We host a few meetings during the year where different committees discuss, for example, some new ideas or concerns or different budgets. So we're thankful to have the board and their expertise, their time and commitment to guide the association on behalf of all of our members. And also a little off topic, but speaking of members, all members have access to the August WESA Trade Show exhibitor contract as soon as tomorrow, April 1st. And that is your chance to exhibit at the August WESA Trade Show via signing up online at wessatrader.com. So don't miss it.
Michael Baca has had a remarkably successful career in the Western industry and is currently a sales rep for the Justin, Tony Lama, Nakona, and Chippewa brands. Since we last spoke with him, he was also named Salesperson of the Year, reelected to the WESA board, and helped Justin celebrate its 145th birthday. Michael Baca, thank you for taking the time to rejoin the Wisdom by WESA podcast.
Well, no problem at all. I'd like to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on this wonderful podcast again.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We all do. We know you've been on the show before, but if we might have some listeners who did not catch the first one, talk a bit about what your role now is in the Western industry in terms of product and sales. A little later, I want to get into, and Casey wants to get into what's going on with the WESA board and your thoughts about the role of WESA, but give us all just a quick summary of how you got into this business. And then I want to talk a bit about that 145th anniversary of Justin, because after I talked to you, I did a little research and I have some interesting information to share with our listeners.
I'm in the best business and the best industry in the world, in my opinion, hands down. Started, you know, as an assistant manager at a retail store, met some sales reps traveling up and down the road, visiting my retail store, and just, you know, they told me how fun it is, how important it is to be a sales rep, and I've got an opportunity to travel the road, and I did for a multitude of brands in my early part of my career, and then I lost it all for a brief moment in time and had to go work back in a retail store and got given a second chance to be a road rep and told myself I'll never let this go again, and that was with Tony Lama back in 2010. And then 2018, they gave me Tony Lama and Justin Nakona. And then in 2021, they gave us Chippewa and turned everybody into company reps, so to speak, with all brands. And then just recently, they separated Chippewa off of most of our plates. And they're going to make Chippewa kind of its own division within Justin Brands again with its own sales force. So
what part of the country are you covering, Michael?
Right now I'm in, I'll call it Arizona, New Mexico, and West Texas. So I just picked up West Texas as of March 1st. So
people buy a lot of boots in those markets.
I was pretty excited to get West Texas. I'd traveled it before in a previous line, and man, I missed it. So having West Texas back really gives me an opportunity to grow the brand and my business more. So definitely.
Well, and then along the way, you opted to become involved in WESA, and you've served one term and you've been elected to a second term. Could you share with us why and the benefits of devoting that much time away from calling on your customers?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you know, this WESA was started over 100 years ago with a bunch of sales reps, you know, getting together and deciding that, you know, that we needed to help protect markets and shows. You figure 100 years of evolving that group of people and that business plan into what it is today. It's so important to our retailers, so important for our manufacturers, and so important for us to get with all of our retail buyers, our manufacturers, and, you know, work together and continue to build this wonderful business. There's so much more I can elaborate on that for sure.
Well, elaborate just a bit.
I started going to WESA meetings when I joined WESA back in 2006, 2007, I guess. Kind of just hearing what goes on in the meetings and giving the retailers reasons to continue to support these shows, giving manufacturers a reason to support these shows, how to continually evolve and change with the marketplace that has always continually evolved and changed. So just sitting in the media and meeting WESA members and saying, hey, you really want to see how this all works, you need to join the board or try to get elected to the board and really get into the inner works of it. So I did, and I ran a couple of times without success. A friend of mine said, you should try one more time. If you don't do it, you know, if you don't get elected a third time, then I guess we'll have to move on. And so I did, and I got elected to the board. And my first term, I still don't know everything, but there's so much to learn, so much to know. And just serving for 2 years, I can tell you, I'm just breaking the ice of what really goes on with WESA and how important it is to everybody. I don't know if I'm saying it right or good. The experience is in being on the board is no other. We really lean on a guy, Gene House, who's been on with WESA forever. And, you know, just to watch him and navigate through our meetings and help us, it's pretty cool. I hope to be that someday.
Let's switch away from WESA, go back to the brand for a moment, because at the last show, if I understand it, there was a birthday celebration.
Oh, yeah. Justin turned 145 years in 2024. 1879 is when Justin started making boots in a little shop, I believe, in Nakona, Texas. And here we are 145 years later.
Well, after you and I talked, I thought, I'm going to see what else we can find of other companies who are that old. And I found a few and a couple names people remember. I think one reason Justin isn't on the list is it's changed ownership a few times. But I think everybody's heard of DuPont and J.P. Morgan, major investment banker, Cigna, that's in the financial services business. And we're going to, on our own, we're going to put Justin in that category. But I think it's great to hear about U.S. companies that were founded 145 years ago and are still satisfying customers today.
I agree. It's a complete honor to say that I've been a part of this company that's been around 145 years. Me personally, 14 years of it. You know, it's awesome. I agree with you 100%.
Casey, of course, was at the last WESA show. She was a star at the golf tournament.
I certainly wasn't the star at the golf tournament. I was maybe the entertainment. I don't know about the star. Nonetheless, it was a great time. I'm sorry if I missed this part. How many years have you been a member of WESA?
since 2007. What's that, 15?
Very long 16, time.
16 years, yeah.
Very long time. So obviously, you know, it's something that you believe in. And if I could think of one word that every interview we do on this show, whether whomever we're speaking to, there's a lot of longevity in the Western industry, and there's a lot of loyalty. And as Mike was just covering, you know, companies that have, you know, been in business for so long. But let's translate that into WESA and keeping WESA relative. Talk a little bit about your responsibility as a board member and, you know, just continued plans to keeping WESA relevant in the Western fashion industry.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So like, so during the shows, biggest part is getting out and putting on fun little events for the retailers to go and stop in and, you know, little areas where they can get a snack or get some drinks. Or we have, you know, one night during the January show, we'll give out, you know, certificates for vendors and get all the buyers together and raffle, you know, and have a draw to win for certificates for vendors. That really creates a lot of buzz and excitement for the show, you know. And without WESA, that wouldn't even be a thing. Now, behind the scenes, you know, we're making sure that everybody is kind of playing by the same rules in a certain way. We're making sure we're putting on these shows at certain times of the year and certain days of the week in the year. That way it will facilitate people that might have to travel overseas or into a different state or several states just to attend the show. And not just us who make these decisions. It's a body of the members, and they go to these meetings and they state their opinions and what they want and needs and what they hear and how they want to do things. And we put it all on the table, and us board members and the executive committee meet, and we talk about it and we discuss it, and it all goes up to a vote. And it's pretty cool because no matter where our passions lie with either side of the debates that we have in those meetings, as soon as the vote goes and it passes, it is what it is. That's, we all believe in it from that point forward. Even if in the debates to those decisions, you know, we might feel a different way, but once the board says, okay, we agree that this is what it is, we move on. It is what it is. And we support it fully and wholeheartedly. And during our meetings with all the members in January, there's an open mic there. They can say whatever they like. They want, if they want something changed, they bring it up. If they don't feel like being in front of everybody bringing it up, they write it into us. We handle it. And it's very, very, very important.
Yes, yeah. WESA truly is where the industry meets. And I think you and Sophia will love to hear this story. I had a lady reach out to me the other day, knowing that Mike and I co-host this podcast. She's opening a new Western store in Southern Colorado. And she says, when's the next WESA show? She's never been. She wants to go and fill her store. And so I think that stands for the fact that WESA is still extremely relevant and will continue to be so for a long time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And as Mike had mentioned, I had the ability to attend the last August WESA trade show in Dallas. And it was amazing. And talking about like the extra things that you guys have going on and just like the Topgolf we joked about, but all the extra things is so fun. And it makes the show, you know, you're there for work and you're there for business, but it's just so enjoyable to be at. So many things. I know you guys all work hard, and Sophia as well. And those things are definitely a must attend when you're there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do the West Trust, which, you know, is, you know, help people in our industry in need, you know, and that golf tournament is, you know, it's 100% not for profit. Everything that we, that goes into that golf tournament is put away and for people in need of in our industry called West Trust. You know, we also support the Little Britches. And
I'm going to guess the challenges that the brands and the retailers faced are a little different than they are today. And from your perspective, both as selling a brand and as being on the board of WESA and looking at the future of the industry, what's your thoughts or your opinions on what are the challenges that both the retail side and the brand side are going to continue to address as we move forward in the next few years?
Oh, yes. One thing that really just stands out in my mind is how quickly trends can adapt and change. I think 100 years ago, you know, they were just selling a shirt or a boot, and I bet you that shirt or boot they probably sold for 20 years and never made a single change, single thing. They didn't make a single change about it. Nowadays, you know, depending on who posts on TikTok, and it trends are changing so fast right now. And for us as salesmen and working for manufacturers to stay ahead or to compete in that marketplace is just, it's unbelievably hard, difficult. You really got to keep your eye on the ball, so to speak, focused and willing to adapt, because if you don't change, you're going to be left behind. So I think the marketplace has changed so much in that regard, where just the trends are just, you know, overnight, and you could be the greatest thing one day and looking back in the mirror the next, you know, like where did it all go?
Kind of related to that, maybe. What about the role of technology that's now available to retailers, whether it's a single mom and pop store, or it's four or five retail outlets, or it's a chain? The amount of technology available to retailers today to help them plan every aspect of their business is something that I'm certain all of the brands are aware of and are positioning themselves to be a support group for that.
Oh, 100%. Technology now, like if you're not utilizing all the different areas of technology to maximize what you do in this industry, you're going to be left behind. And we support our, you know, we have a business to business website that our retailers can log on to. They can look at product, they can place orders, they can pay their bills, they can do it all through just a little portal. It takes a couple of seconds, you know, and I have a lot of customers that take advantage of that. Also in technologies and marketing, we have marketing assets that we can get out to our customers, or our customers can get into our database and select anything that we have available in marketing, and they can apply it into their business in that way. In social media and Pinterest, all those fun things, you know, if you want a really high quality photograph of our product, we have it available for them. And it, within a second, can get it into their hands, and they can really take advantage of that. So absolutely, technology is huge.
Listen, thanks for taking the time. You can drive on down the road and return your phone calls, but we appreciate absolutely. You spending the time with us to talk about, you know, the brand side and Wes's side and your side, 145 years success that you're able to represent is a powerful weapon when you're getting sales and marketing plans together. So we'll let you go ahead and do that.
All right. Thank you guys for the opportunity. You guys have a wonderful day.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywessa.com. And of course, we'd always like to have your feedback. There's a contact link on that website.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywessa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Wessa, where the industry meets.